All right, 33 gets back to what does and doesn't influence causal interpretability. So we want to distinguish between the attributes of a research study that directly influence the causal interpretability of the results and which do not influence the causal interpretability. And then, what are the attributes of a study that make it difficult to ensure ongoing equivalence, and for what part of internal validity are they a problem? The research design is what impacts causal interpretability first. If we don't have a true experiment with random assignment and manipulation of the IV, causal interpretability is off the table. Elements of external validity do not influence causal interpretability. The setting does not dictate whether you have a true experiment or not. The sampling does not dictate whether you have a true experiment or not. How you measure your behaviors does not dictate whether you have a true experiment or not. And the statistical model that you use do not dictate whether or not you have a true experiment or not. Those are all things that directly influence external measurement or statistical conclusion validity. Now, out of them, there are a few things that can make it more difficult to maintain ongoing equivalence part of internal validity, and those are setting and the length of the procedure. It is harder to maintain ongoing equivalence in the field, but if you've got the money and the experience and the resources, you can do it. It is harder to maintain ongoing equivalence the longer the procedure. But again, money, resources, and knowledge, you can often do it. It often requires some trade-offs. They wanted to have a little more control over people's sexual behavior while they were going through sexual predator counseling. And so instead of working with a population that went home after treatment, they worked with a prison population and working with people who were not in the general population. When you're alone, it's hard to be a predator. Now, do we have some external validity problems? Yeah, it's not quite the same thing as studying Uncle Mikey down the street. But we had lots of control. So you got to recognize that there is this fuzzy ground in the middle, the length of the procedure and the setting. Those things make it harder to maintain ongoing equivalence. But setting does not dictate design.